Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel of Masechtas Chulin. Some of the topics we learn about include the proper method for a kohen to receive the matanis. Makiri Kahuna, a well-known and liked kohen to whom the people always give their matanis, acquires the matanis even before actually receiving them. The Mishnah's halacha of Hamishtatef Imon Tzarech Lirshan. If the sheikhet is a partner in an animal whose owner is pater mimatanis, he must make a sign on the animal for people to realize that the animal is pater so that he's not suspected of withholding the matanis. The discussion regarding a partnership with an akum, in some cases tzarech lirshon, while in some cases ain't tzarech lirshon. The machlekes is in the case of shutif berosh. If Yisrael bought a kohen's animal, and the kohen retained ownership only of the head that contains the lechi, is the Yisrael exempt only from the lechi, or is he also exempt from the other matanis? The reverse case of harei shelcha v'kulei sheli. If the Yisrael owns the head and the kohen owns the rest of the animal, all agree that the Yisrael is exempt only from the lechi, but he is obligated in the other matanis.